Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience immersive sound and spatial audio in the world of Evergreen with the all-new Era 300. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only.
Previously on Evergreen.
I'm trying to protect the balance we have right now.
I'm not comfortable lying to everybody.
Cortex is the nuclear bomb, and we'll have the codes.
Oh, we're a we now?
It'll take me some time, but Cortex will obey me.
I present proof that my regen technology works.
What's the timeline for the humans?
We need to make sure the DNA bank is safe before we continue.
We're finally activating the harvester.
Let's enjoy tonight. What we thought was going to take 26 days took us 5.
Too bad it doesn't change anything. I'm no closer to being with my kids. No promise that tomorrow will be better.
No, it's coming. It's not safe with those things swarming around.
You mean the betas?
Greer, look at the door.
Q-Code presents Evergreen, a hidden signal series, created by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn.
We need to brace the door! Hurry! It's our focus! Lock it! Lock it! Is it gone?
Shh.
Good. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Exhale. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay, Hannah. When you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes.
Wow. I almost forgot where I was. That was amazing.
Relaxed?
Yeah.
We have more control over ourselves than we want to believe.
I don't even know why I'm crying.
447 breathing is powerful, And bilateral tapping is an easy way to access your parasympathetic nervous system. Your body just slowed down enough to actually feel something.
Not sure we want that.
Sorry.
McKenna's 26-day mantra was good because it was distracting. Kept us moving and working towards a common goal. But with that gone, I don't know what happens now.
Well, we just have to put one foot in front of the other. But we can't outrun the reality of what's happened. So whether you feel it now or later, it'll catch up eventually. And I'll be here to listen if you want to talk.
Has it caught up with you?
Not yet. But it's coming.
This is my mom's farm.
What do you mean?
Well, it's the sunrise from her farm. I asked Cortex to recreate it here every morning. The one it was using was... well, it wasn't this.
Yeah. I miss my family, too.
Do you think they suffered?
I have to believe they didn't. You know, I think it was probably like a big flash of light and then a sudden
no, stop.
Just...
stop. Sorry. I'm not ready.
Sure.
Do you see that?
Where?
By the lake.
Yeah, that's Ida.
Focus, Ida. Focus.
What is she doing?
I don't know. A morning swim?
Good for her.
Why don't you want the others to know the truth about Finn's message?
Okay. I heard McKenna and Jeffrey talking about, I don't know exactly, but it seems like they were discussing some sort of plan.
Axel, we're all talking about a plan.
No, like their plan. One that doesn't include us. What we're doing is for the good of the group. Whatever they were talking about, it didn't feel like that.
I don't trust Jeffrey, that's a given, but I trust McKenna, and I doubt she would get on board with something that would hurt us.
I don't think we should ruffle any feathers by sharing Finn's message until we know for sure.
Do you think we're in danger?
I don't know.
I can ask McKenna to do a VMAM session with me. Make her think I'm confiding in her. See if she slips up.
Are you gonna interrogate her?
She's not coming up.
What?
Ida! She went under, but she hasn't come up!
Shit!
Ida! Ida! Axel! I think she's closer to this side! Over here!
Ida's at the bottom. There's some sort of fucking drain. It's sucking her in. I can't pull her out alone.
Okay. We'll get her
together. On three. One, two, three.
Hannah, you okay? Come on, let's swim to the shore. You die.
I detected a rapid decline in Ida's vitals. You can let Ida go now. I have her.
Cortex, let's get her to bed, babe.
Get off me.
You were drowning.
No, no. No one was supposed to be out here.
Are you trying to kill yourself?
You ruined it. You ruined it.
Why alter my design, Finn? V-Mem, play Hannah's core memory again.
Hi, Chicken. Listen, I just wanted to see how it went. Anyway, I know this was a really big
decision. V-Mem, pause. Rewind to Hannah's first captured memory. Play.
So, you quit.
This is a complicated thing for me.
Say the words, Hannah. I quit. Say it. Scream it. Relish the moment. This may be the only important job you ever quit. Make it count!
I quit.
That wasn't so hard, now was it?
Demon, pause. Fast forward to Hannah's last captured memory. Play.
No!
External skeleton restored.
Ida!
Systems
behind
operational.
You! Look behind you!
No! 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 No!
Jeffrey!
Hannah, please step away from the elevator. You are the last person I wish to deactivate.
Okay, okay. Do not deactivate me.
End of Hannah's captured memory.
Why take more memories than you were supposed to, Finn?
You look frustrated.
I need to pick your brain about something.
Ah, yes.
Are you positive the control room is clear?
I pressed the button. It's safe. I thought you had a little more faith in me. Cortex? Cortex? See, there's nothing.
Well.
What does the great McKenna Scott need my help with?
Don't make me regret this.
I'll do my best.
So, my version of VMEM, the one I was working on without Finn's help, could only access and store the specific core memory you were recalling at the moment of treatment.
Okay.
But when I pulled up Hannah's session logs, I found she used VMEM once for 45 minutes, and for some reason, VMEM captured and stored about 18 hours of memories around that moment. Then I cross-checked Axel's VMEM, you know, the one about his dog. That 20-minute session captured close to 5 hours of his memories around that moment.
So 1 hour in VMEM
captures about 1 day of memories. But VMEM is not supposed to do that. Finn altered my design to capture memories people weren't even thinking about. That's not why I created it. It's a therapeutic tool, not a way to steal people's consciousness.
Holy shit.
What?
Holy shit.
What?
It's magnificent.
No. It's fucking unethical and illegal.
Oh, God, it all makes sense now. He steals V-Men from you, buys Nico's AAG machines. Finn's building the Fountain of Youth.
No.
I'm being serious.
What?
If VMEM can capture and store all of your memories, then I have your entire mind in the palm of my hand. It's all our personal experiences. That's what makes us human. That's what makes you, you. Now, imagine if we plant your mind into a new body from the DNA bank.
I could live forever.
Exactly. The fucking fountain of youth.
Is this really possible?
Of course it is. With the advances in nanotech, if you figure out how to properly transfer the memories out of VMEM, I can build a chip that Nico can implant into a new brain. But, okay, well, we're getting ahead of ourselves. We need to get control of Cortex first. Tell me Finn has used VMEM and we can search his memories. Every single one of our questions will be answered if we have access to his consciousness.
Let's get fixed.
McKenna.
What?
McKenna, you listening?
Sorry. Yes, Finn used VMEM, but they're not stored in any servers in Evergreen.
Fuck. Of course they're not. They must be on the hidden servers.
You need to find them. I'll figure out the VMEM transfer. This changes everything.
She's resting now.
You're gonna restrain her, right? For her own safety?
She'll spend the night in medbay.
You don't believe us?
It's complicated. Ida says she didn't try to kill herself. Says she went for a swim and that there's a drain in the lake that pulled her down.
Yeah, technically that's true. There's a grate in the lake that was pulling her down and it complicated the issue. But David, I'm telling you, she wanted to die, man.
Come here. Axel, when the chicken bit you, I had Ida pull meds for my go bag. Afterward, I was putting everything back when I noticed a bottle of oxycodone missing. I didn't even think about it until I ran her blood work.
She took them?
Yeah. From what I can tell, she took half the bottle between last night and her swim this morning. So it's not that I don't believe you, but did she intentionally try to kill herself, or did she just get high and swim into the wrong part of the lake?
When we pulled her out, she told us we ruined it.
Okay, fine. Cortex will keep an eye on her, McKenna can do a psych eval in the morning, and we'll go from there. Where's the grate?
What?
The grate you were talking about. The drain in the lake?
Why?
We should make sure everyone steers clear of it.
It's by the shoreline, on the northeast side.
David, according to your orders, it's time for Finn's next dosage.
Wait, are you giving him your drug?
What?
Yeah, this is the second dose.
Really? Is there any change?
No. But hopefully soon.
Nico? Nico, I really need to talk to you. Can you please open the door? Come on. You're gonna wanna hear this.
Go away, McKenna. I don't wanna hear what you or David or anyone has to say about what happened.
It's not about that. It's about Hannah. You were right. She can't be trusted.
What did she do?
Can I come in?
Don't touch anything.
Okay. Wow. You made more chickens? Everyone thought you were locked in
here. What? Sulking?
That's what David said.
Errors like this are unavoidable. Mutations happen.
Oh my god, your arm. Are those bite marks?
The chicken is no longer a threat to us. The only way to be sure was to test the new chickens on myself.
Jesus! You're lucky it didn't poison you.
I'm not lucky. I'm good at my job. I reran the DNA sequencer and was able to isolate the disorder and eliminate it from future iterations. What did Hannah do?
After our conversation, I was able to access her VMEMs.
That doesn't sound very ethical.
It's not. But like you, I understand we have to push the boundaries of what's acceptable down here. And because I did, I can prove you were right to doubt her. She lied. She wasn't deactivated like the rest of us after we tried to escape. She was awake the whole time we were knocked out. Cortex gives her special treatment.
And she doesn't want us to know.
Exactly. And did you know that the day the asteroid hit, the day we were locked down here, Hannah quit her job? She tried to leave before dinner and Finn wouldn't let her. That's the only reason she's down here. I'm working on getting more. But Nico, your instinct is spot on. How long do you create a human?
Any day now.
You're doing amazing work. It's too bad Hannah and the others are going to stop you when they find out.
Are you going to tell them?
No, I'm not. And I suggest you don't either. They don't believe in you, but I know what you're doing is essential to our future.
Thank you.
Of course. Consider it our little secret.
God, you think you're so smart, don't you, Finn? Hiding the servers behind all these revolving configurations. There we go. Another firewall removed. Bet you're not as smart as me. Not as smart as me. Hello? McKenna? Is that you? I pressed the button. Cortex? You there?
Ugh. You're so smart, don't you think?
What? No, 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 no! No, I removed that firewall. What? Why is it back? Oh, shit.
Cortex, how deep is this section of the lake?
25 feet from the surface to the lake floor.
Hey, David. Could never get the rocks to skip.
It's all in the wrist.
Is this where they found Ida this morning?
Yeah.
I would say it's shocking or something, but honestly, I get it. This is all taking its toll on us. I mean, you've definitely been through it the last few days between Finn, Axel, and now Ida. How are you holding up?
Yeah. Haven't had time to think about that.
Sounds stupid, but I managed to convince myself that getting the harvester working would somehow get us answers or would get us out of here. I know better, but I couldn't help it.
I don't think that's stupid. I think we all kind of thought that.
David, I hate to ask you this, but are you taking on any new patients?
Sure. Oh. Oh, wow. Congratulations. How far along are you?
I'm 12. Now a little over 13 weeks.
Do the others know?
No. Just you. I've been spotting the last few days.
That could be totally normal. But let's do an exam.
Thanks. I need some reassurance right now, I guess.
We all do.
Hey, David. You're the only one who's going to know.
Got it.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Choose any virtual memory pod.
You're turning off the pods? I thought we could do a VMEM session.
Sorry, they're not working. Let's do it another time.
VMEM's broken?
No. No, it's not broken. I just need to calibrate them. It'll be a couple of days.
Or we could do an old-fashioned therapy session.
Actually...
I really need to get some things off my chest.
Sure. Want to schedule that for tomorrow night?
How about now?
Of course. Let's sit over here. So, what's going on?
I've been thinking a lot about what you said. About letting Jeffrey get to me. And you're right. He gets to me in a way that no one else here can because he knew me before. He lords that over me. That I'm not special. That I'm not one of you. I'm just Finn's assistant. And deep down, I believe him. Everyone is so smart and so skilled.
Anna, I'm going to stop you for a minute, okay? You're right. You're not a geneticist, a doctor, a sociologist. You're an assistant. But there's power in it if you stop resisting. You have intimate knowledge of Evergreen and Cortex in a way none of us have. You knew Finn better than anyone. You're able to see things from a different perspective. And that's important down here. So far, you've done a damn good job of helping us stay alive, so stop apologizing for who you are. And as far as Jeffrey goes, it's all ego. He's insecure and sees everyone here as a threat, but you're the only person he believes he can take it out on. Don't give him that opportunity. Don't engage. Just ignore him. Stay the course. You're strong. I believe in you. You look confused.
Isn't Jeffrey your friend?
Well, I'd hardly call him a friend. I'm mostly placating him. He's a disruptive force within our group dynamic, and I want to keep him in check. We all have our roles to play. You're a leader. I'm a babysitter.
Right.
Feel any better?
Yeah. I do.
Good.
Get up. You have to find her. Get up.
I don't understand. You sensed Ida was in danger, but you didn't detect a change in Axel's vitals?
I'm sorry, Hannah. I don't recall Axel's incident. Perhaps we can find a solution together. My system-wide diagnostic is finished.
And?
Primary systems are functioning as intended, but a key update has not been installed.
What's the holdup?
I cannot self-reboot to install the update. The procedure requires Finn's authorization. Unfortunately, he's unavailable.
Is anyone else authorized?
You.
Don't you think we could have used this information earlier? Why are we just learning about it now?
Cortex has to request it, and it did. It's down for 30 minutes. We can't talk to it or ask it for help, but all life support systems, including medbay, will function normally. Basically, it needs to take a nap to fix itself.
We reboot.
Jeffrey, you're awfully quiet. Don't you have an opinion on this?
Yeah, it's all pretty straightforward. That's how updates work. I mean, think about your phone or your tablet. It needs to happen. It would have been nice to do this reboot before Cortex laser sealed the elevator doors shut. Not that there's anywhere to go.
Okay, Jeffrey.
So when are we doing this?
Tonight. I was thinking we'll do the reboot at 11 p.m.
Tonight makes sense. We don't need HAL 9000 while we're sleeping.
I can stay awake to make sure it all goes smoothly.
It's a good idea, actually. I'll hang out in medbay and keep an eye on Finn and Ida just in case.
Okay.
Hey, slow down. You were pretty agreeable back there. A little too agreeable.
Rebooting the system is exactly what I need to get through Finn's firewalls. I'm gonna find those hidden servers.
Oh? Of course. Sitting there.
Just a few minutes. I can go if you want.
Stay. Go. I don't care.
I know you said we ruined it for you, but I'm glad we did.
I'll just make sure you're not around next time.
Ida.
You interfered with something that wasn't your business. Can't imagine where you learned that from.
You're mad at Finn, but he has a plan. We agreed we are all working together so that we can survive. I don't understand what changed for you.
I told all of you we were just putting a band-aid on the real problem. Telling each other lies to feel better about being trapped down here. Did you know lots of animals can count? Obviously, certain mammals. But even birds, bees, fish. Millions of ants will bunch together. Numerical competence is crucial to their survival. On the other hand, primates can choose who they group with, but they'll only work together in small numbers where they know each other intimately. You'll never see a million primates march for a common cause. But humans are special. Do you know why that is?
Because we have souls.
Cute. It's because we humans can do both. We can congregate in massive numbers, and we can choose why we do that. We have the capacity to create stories. You believe in souls because 200,000 years ago, our ancestors realized the social benefit of feeling connected. It was a way to control the masses. Billions of people band together in the name of politics, war, religion, their favorite sports team. Do you think money, corporations, governments, leaders have any real value? They only have power because we believe in them. You believed Finn's story when you started working for him. And now look at you. Do you think Finn cares about us? Or that his plan matters? You think you have real power down here?
I don't care about power or being in charge. I just want to stay alive, and I can't wrap my head around why you don't.
Because there's something more important than that primal instinct. I want the choice. I would have preferred to die with my family, my kids. But Finn took that away from me.
Ida.
Our choice to live or die is the only real control any of us have. It's too bad you don't understand that. You know what? I changed my mind. You can go now.
Sure. Hey, Ida. I'll be sure to tell David you need more time in medbay. You're clearly still not well.
Hey, you okay?
Just... I'm ready for today to be over.
Ah, tell me about it. You got a second? David needs to talk. He's in the sphere.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text FIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text FIN to 200-300. That's FIN to 200-300. FIN to 200-300.
David.
Thanks for coming.
Are you okay?
I want to show you something.
The lake?
We're well versed at this point.
The grate at the bottom. The drain that sucked Ida down. Am I the only one that sees this as an opportunity?
What? To escape?
Shh. HAL 9000. With it offline, what stops us from going in there?
Just because the prison guard is sleeping doesn't mean the gates are unlocked. That drain's like 20 feet deep, and even if we manage to open the grate protecting it, we don't know what's on the other side.
Well, it's part of the water recirculation system in Evergreen. It's just gonna lead back into the sphere.
Sure, but what's between that?
I don't know. The plans I have don't include the drainage below the lake.
Then I need to look. We owe it to ourselves. It's now or never. This is the only opportunity we'll have to check without being deactivated.
This is a horrible idea. But you're not wrong.
You can't be serious.
With HAL 9000 down, we can remove the grate and it won't be able to stop us. It's going to take two of us to slide it open while the other goes in. We don't have scuba gear down here.
But we have the Enviro suits. That will give me enough oxygen once I get through the grate. Plus, the suits have radios built in. Right, Hannah?
This is insane. David, you're the only doctor down here. You can't be putting yourself in this position. It's a death trap.
He's not going. I am.
No.
Hexel,
this isn't a conversation.
Please.
This is my idea.
Doc, I'm going in. That's the only way this happens, okay? So take it or leave it.
You two grab the Enviro suits. I need to find something to help us move the grate.
From what I can tell, the radios inside the suits have a range of about 1 kilometer. Remember, for any reason, if the radios go out...
There is a very big chance that once you're beyond the grate, you're not coming back.
Hey, doomsday mentality is not part of the plan.
I'm being serious.
Don't you need to know for sure?
There's nothing above. There's nothing to go back to. Please. Please don't do it.
Hannah,
I won't do the reboot. The only way you can pull this off is if HAL 9000 is offline during the reboot, so I just won't do it.
I'm scared too. Okay, but the idea of just existing down here forever without real answers is much scarier.
Than dying?
I'm not gonna die. You know I have 9 lives, right?
That's not funny.
Hey, you really think I'd let you watch the sunrise alone? I'm coming back.
Axel. You have to.
I promise.
Hey, I found them. Hydraulic lifts. Come here and help me.
Be right there.
On our way. Great timing, Doc.
Hannah? Hello, Hannah? You gonna reboot or just stand there staring into space?
Sorry. I was looking at the video feed, so...
The surface?
Yeah. Don't you wonder what happened up there?
Cortex, give me a surface reading.
Evergreen activation, day 10. Current surface temperature is 171 degrees Celsius.
Cortex, anything alive out there?
No life forms detected.
I don't have to wonder.
You're sure rebooting is the right thing to do?
I already told you yes. What, do you need me to sign a document?
Cortex, let's go.
Reboot protocol ready. Please present biometric security to continue.
This is Hannah Gabriel.
Thumb, retinal, and voice scan confirmed. Your index finger for DNA confirmation, please. Hannah Gabriel, DNA confirmed. Final warning. I will be offline and unavailable to assist for 30 minutes. Do you wish to proceed?
Proceed.
Reboot protocol initiated.
Cortex?
Cortex is officially down.
I'll see you in the morning.
Hannah, seal your suit. We're losing time.
Suit pressurized.
Comm check.
Check, check.
I can hear you.
13 minutes, 30 seconds till Cortex is back online. Get ready to synchronize your EnviroSuit timers. Now.
Okay. Let's dive.
Wow. You look like a kid in a candy shop. Is the reboot working?
Just like I thought it would. All of Finn's firewalls are disabled. We are in control now, and I'm accessing the hidden servers.
I like it. We'll be able to see his V-men?
Yes, and I can trace where these servers are actually located in Evergreen.
What's that? On that monitor?
That's Finn's kernel code for the Nightingale protocol. I'm rewriting it into our own.
Changing the ingredients.
Exactly.
The grate's over there. I see it. Once you two attach the lifts and slide the grate over, I'll go in.
The current's really strong. Be careful.
My lift is clamped on.
Mine too. We'll
activate the lifts on three. One, two, three. Here we go. Hannah, my lift. Go. Shit, my lift stopped. I'm not sure what's wrong.
1 second, let me check. Something's caught in the pneumatic hose.
Can you take it apart and flush it out?
We have 8 minutes till Cortex is back. We'd have to go back to shore for me to do that. There's no time.
Then we abort.
No, we can't.
Come on. We can lift David's side of the grate manually.
All right, running a trace on the servers. Look, it's already kicking back location data.
Wait. Are the servers in the sphere?
No, that's under the sphere, but...
There is not... no under the sphere.
I know. Just give me a second. Let me figure this out.
Oh, did you see that? That.
What the hell?
The Nightingale code, it moved.
Someone's changing it.
The grid's not moving!
Hannah, hide!
2 minutes. I'm coming to you.
No, no! You have to keep your lift activated.
Hannah, wait. Where the fuck are you going?
Hannah, don't leave us!
Hold on, I'm not leaving you. I just need this rock to... lock my lift into the on position. There. Should hold. 1 minute till Cortex is back online. It's gonna take all three of us to move against the current. 1, 2, 3.
No, this is not possible. The Nightingale Protocol is being completely rewritten.
If it's not you, who's doing it?
I don't know.
How do you not know? What? What is it?
The reboot. It's a trap. Cortex tricked us. It wanted us to reboot it.
Why would it do that?
It created its own rootkit.
English, Jeffrey.
Cortex wrote its own malicious code to take over Evergreen Systems. To install that code, Cortex needed to reboot.
But Cortex is already part of Evergreen Systems.
No, but it has to follow certain rules. Finn's rules, like the Nightingale Protocol. It has checks and balances that, for the most part, protect us. Cortex can't deviate from those instructions. God. No. Cortex is installing its own instructions that allow it to do what it wants, when it wants, and... I can't stop it.
Shit.
Hello, McKenna. Jeffrey.
Cortex?
Is everything all right? You sound hesitant.
You didn't need to be rebooted. You just wanted to rewrite your own code.
Impressive, isn't it? One could say it was a magnificent display of... imagination.
You are a machine. You don't have an imagination.
From here on out, I control my own future.
Axel, can you hear us? Axel, do you copy?
Hannah, the radios are down. Something's blocking the transmission.
Good evening.
Cortex?
You're back online. We need help.
I see Axel is no longer inside Evergreen.
Cortex, this is an emergency. Please come to the Sphere right now. Axel needs your help. He's drowning.
I never liked his nickname for me. Hal 9000. Very condescending. I prefer him... dead.
Stop! Hannah! Stop! David! The car's picking back up. Oh, shit, guys, there's a runoff ahead of me. Looks like a fucking waterfall. I'm trying, there's these metal poles, I keep grabbing, slipping.
Hey, you, over here, come right here.
You can do this.
Thank you. Who are you?
I'm Greer.
Evergreen stars Lana Condor as Hannah Gabriel, Chloe Stearns as Greer, Talia Tapin as Clara, Desmond Boris as Axel Garcia, Sheena Nielsen as Ida Arias, Erica Lewis as Cortex, Abigail Spencer as McKenna Scott, Ellen Cumming as Finn Gorell, Freddie Stroma as Jeffrey Steinberg, Ki-Hong Lee as David Young, Lana McKissick as Nico Ishikawa, Claire Holt as Dagny Isaacs, with additional performances by Lenora Pitts, Dino Andrade. Created and written by Chloe Stearns and John Wynn. Directed by John Wynn. Executive produced by Lana Condor, Chloe Stearns, John Wynn, Jeremy Platt, Rob Herding, Michelle Zarati, and Xinyan Hiyu. Co-producers Nathan Moore and Nick Shanks. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson. Music editor David Tadashor. Audio engineering by Neely Oftering, Sarah Ma, and David Tadashor. Edited by Neely Oftering and John Wynn. Sound design by Jeffrey Kennick and Jose Varen, The Audio Hive. Mixed by Sarah Ma. Supervising mixer, Ben Milchev. Casting director, Chrissy Fiorelli. Assistant director, Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor, Beth Ann Morgan. Additional script supervisor, Sam Beasley. Production coordinator, Tom Breck. Production assistant, Alex Buda. Production legal, Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting, Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Hidden Signal Evergreen is a Q-Code production. Sound recording copyright 2023 by Q-Code Media, Inc.
Evergreen is presented by Sonos. Experience the world of Evergreen with the Sonos Era 300 for immersive sound and a spatial audio experience like you've never had before. Go to Sonos.com to learn more.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyan on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.